Title: Bid Protest Hub November 2023. Content: Since the beginning of fiscal year 2024, the Government Accountability Office has published 35 decisions, but only two of which resulted in decisions sustaining the challenge. As contracting activities are busy awarding new contracts, it is important to follow the trends related to successful and effective protests as you consider filing your own bid protest, or as you defend your award as an intervener. Below, we dive into recent bid protest decisions and identify what won, what did not win, and why. What won is discussed in our bid protest annual review article, available here. It is important to look beyond the numbers and focus on challenges that, generally, result in a successful or effective protest. The GAO effectiveness rate includes sustained cases and those for which the agency took corrective action and reflects a higher percentage of success for protesters. Two categories of successful protest arguments discussed in our previous blog are improper past performance evaluations and flawed best value analyses. In a decision issued on November 1, 2023, Vertex Aerospace, LLC, the GAO sustained a protest challenging the agency's evaluation of Vertex Aerospace, LLC's Vertex past performance and the agency's best value trade-off decision. 1. During the agency's past performance evaluation, the agency determined one of the four contracts submitted by Vertex was not recent and then conducted a search using Vertex's primary commercial and government entity, CAGE, code to search for additional contracts, which resulted in the identification of a NASA contract that the agency considered somewhat relevant. Despite its high ratings under most of the past performance references, Vertex's proposal received a past performance rating of satisfactory confidence. Due to two marginal ratings on supposedly relevant contracts, but the record demonstrated the marginal ratings were only from one somewhat relevant contract, the NASA contract. In addition to relying on the incorrect evaluation, the Source Selection Authority, SSA, based his overall past performance assessment solely on a mathematical tallying of ratings under the references, without assessing whether the ratings were from relevant versus somewhat relevant contracts. GAO held that the agency's evaluation was thus flawed and the agency's trade-off decision, which was based on the flawed past performance evaluation, was factually inaccurate and therefore prejudiced Vertex. As such, the GAO sustained this protest ground. Another category of successful protest challenges are those where there is an improper technical evaluation. In RELX Incorporated, the GAO sustained the protest challenging the agency's award of a task order where the record demonstrated the awardee's quotation failed to meet the requirements of the solicitation and improperly proposed open market items not available on the awardee's Federal Supply Schedule, FSS, contract. 2. This procurement utilized a lowest-priced technically acceptable source selection methodology. The solicitation was issued on a brand name or equal basis and notified offerors that they would be required to provide either a brand name LexisNexis software license or an equivalent, for which the solicitation identified the required salient characteristics. The agency only received two quotations. The protester challenged the agency's contract award because the awardee S quotation failed to meet several of the required salient characteristics listed in the solicitation, an argument with which GAO agreed. Additionally, the protester asserted the awardee offered open market items not listed on the awardee's FSS contract. However, the record demonstrated that the protester also offered open market items and therefore neither offeror submitted a quotation that could satisfy the requirements of the solicitation. Therefore, the GAO sustained the protest and recommended the agency terminate the award, amend the underlying solicitation, obtain revised proposals, and issue a new task order. Both of these decisions are similar to protest sustains last year, which demonstrates these trends will continue to be relevant in bid protests. What lost? Dismissed or denied protests, even if the GAO finds deficiencies in the agency's conduct during the procurement, a protester must also demonstrate that it was competitively prejudiced. To meet this threshold, a protester must demonstrate that